Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it wherever you get your favorite apps, the Odyssey, Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. Look for the big orange background with the A, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it, search for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. You got us. And you can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. New podcasts come out on a daily basis. They're based on the show, split up into different segments. We do between 3 and 5 podcasts each day. It is 91 degrees here, coming up on 5:10 on this Monday, July 28th, 2025. It's already 5 o'clock. You made it through Monday, see? Not too bad, right? Well, it is the heart of summer. For some people, it might even be winding down. Yes, you people in college and your teachers out there, you're on the downslope now. So you may want to get one of those, what do they call them, vacations in. Yes, I know. It's few and far between for a lot of us. And here's my quinundrum is it's going to be the missus in my 30th anniversary in just under 3 months in October. And we're deciding, what do we want to do? She's thrown around Aruba. She's thrown around Turks and Caicos. She wants to go somewhere with a beach, sit under an umbrella, and drink drinks with umbrellas in them. So we're kind of throwing that around. And then my son, his wife, and our grandson will be taking their first trip to Disney. And that's going to take place the end of September, October-ish. I don't think they're set in stone on a date yet. So we're like, what do we want to do? What are we going to do? Where are we going? So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. That being said, since it's the middle of the summer and a lot of people are in the same mindset, what are we going to do? We don't want to deal with a lot of people. We don't like crowds. Do we want to go to a beach? Do we want to go to the mountains? Do we want to go camping? Do we want to freshwater, saltwater? You know, a cruise, wherever it is. Well, I saw this story and I figured it'd be helpful. It's the 15 most overcrowded tourist destinations revealed. Is one of your favorite vacation spots among them. So we will we'll go through them here in a little bit, and if it helps you out a little bit. Greece was also one of the ones that my wife and I discussed. I do have to renew my passport for either Aruba, Turks and Caicos, or Curaçao, or Greece, but I think I probably have to do that anyway. Well, some of these surprised me. And again, this is a new ranking by Go to Africa. So I would assume they're trying to get you to go to Africa about telling you other places are more crowded. Vatican City, the world's smallest country by both area and population, tops the list. Despite the population of this sovereign city-state, with Rome being only within Rome, being only 882 residents, the spiritual heart of Catholicism welcomes an astounding 6.8 million tourists a year. That equates to a staggering 7,709,000 visitors for every local. Clear reflection that the city-state's immense religious and historical draw. Now, a lot of people aren't going to just Vatican City. They're actually going to Rome. So, that being said, expect it to be crowded. And I have not heard anyone that's ever been there, and I've had, you know, my kids and friends go there, and it's always been packed. You know, especially the fact that they just installed a new pope recently, you know, probably more so. Nestled in the Pyrenees between France and Spain, the mountainous principality of Andorra takes the second spot. Andorra. Didn't even hear about it to this story. Best known for its ski resort and tax-free shopping, this southwestern European country sees around 9.6 million tourists each year. With a population just under 82,000, that means there are 117 tourists for every resident. Another European mountainous microstate, San Marino, takes third on the list. With only 33,581 residents, it attracts 2 million tourists annually. Known for its medieval architecture, scenic hilltop views, San Marino hosts 59.56 tourists per local. The fourth place is the Bahamas, the sun-soaked Caribbean paradise. Although home to just over 400,000 people, the island's nation becomes more than 11.2 million visitors each year, equivalent to 27.96 tourists per resident. The crystal clear waters, sandy beaches remain a major pull for international travelers. I've been to the Bahamas many times. I actually lived there for a few months. And I did see the change in population and in tourism and Americans and people from all over the world buying second homes there as well. The tropical Caribbean country, St. Kitts and Nevis, rounded out the top five. It has a population of 46,000, draws almost a million visitors annually. The dual island nation sees 18.68 tourists per resident. Lush scenery, tranquil beaches have made it a celebrity favorite, most famously with Princess Diana. So these findings highlight the growing impact. So let me see. Vatican City's number one. We have Andorra, number two. San Marino, three. The Bahamas, four. St. Kitts and Nevis at five. Antigua and Barbuda at six. Bahrain, number seven. They get 14.9 million tourists a year. Monaco after that at number eight. Malta, number nine. Hong Kong, 44 million tourists a year in Hong Kong. That's including a local population of 7.4 million. Iceland at number 12, number 11. Croatia at number 12. Again, with a population of almost 3.9 million, they see 21 million tourists a year. I actually know someone that's there now. Barbados at number 13 and Switzerland at number 14. And Grenada. The island of Grenada, 15, rounding out the top 15 list. A local population of only 117,000. They see about 500,000 tourists per year. So if you're looking to go somewhere, want to be on the quieter side of things, there's your list of the most populated ones per this list. And I'm sure there's many others. It's interesting because with my kids and grandkids looking to go to Disney World, which, you know, you look at the calendar at Disney World, when is the least busy or most busy? And there's only one day in the entire year where it's green, which means it's well under capacity. Yellow is below, or blue. Blue is below. Yellow is average, orange is above average, and red is its peak season packed. I went through the calendar only one. When I used to look when my kids were young, Disney World had a few weeks in the greens and yellows, or greens and blues. Now, only one day. It was a Sunday. I forget which month it was in. I think it was in April. A Sunday in April. It was the only day it was green. Other than that, every other day. Now, the end of September, October, when they're looking at going, it was some yellows and blues, which are average and just below average. But it's amazing how that's changed in such time where there were full weeks of low capacity there. But it's become such a demand, and that's why their prices keep going up, and they keep demanding more and more money for their ticket prices. So we'll see. Maybe we'll figure out. Keep procrastinating, but I got to figure out where the missus and I are going to go for our anniversary. 30 years, that's a big one. Got to do something. And again, she wants to feel sand in her toes, relax, and have some crystal clear warm water. So we'll figure it out. We thought about the Keys. And then you know, one of our favorites, the Pensacola Orange Beach area, but she wants to go a little more above and beyond than what we would normally go. So that's why it got me looking at these tourist spots and what's crowded and what's not crowded. And when I saw this story from the New York Post, It's amazing. Vatican City is number one, the most crowded. But again, think about anyone you know who's ever been there. It's always been above and beyond crowded from every picture I've ever seen and every story I've heard. So we'll see there. If you planning to do anything this summer with the few weeks that are left in summer, if you are an educator, teacher, your kids are going back to college, your kids are going back to school, you know, where are you planning to go with the couple of weeks we have remaining of summer? What do we got? 4 weeks, the end of this week. Friday is August already. So text it in, 570-883-0098. Let me know where you're planning to go. Maybe it'll give me an idea. I say, yeah, that's a good place to be. That's a nice place. So, you know, I'm kind of boring. Used to go to Mexico a lot. Used to go to the Bahamas a lot. Been to Bermuda. Been to Europe, Ireland, of course. So, you know, I'm one of these people that know that there's plenty of gorgeous places here in the United States or the United States territories. So there's no need to go to other places. Yes, it would be easy to go to the Dominican Republic, one of those all-inclusive places. But, you know, why when we have such beautiful places here? You know, it would be inexpensive, of course, with all the all-inclusive places. They would be nice. You know, I know plenty of people here. People from the office here go all the time. But, you know, that's why I'm thinking more of the Keys, more somewhere else. That maybe not too crowded, you know, September, October. You're probably not dealing with the crowds that you would normally be dealing with. And that's a good thing. That's what I want. Laid back and slow. That's where I'm at this day and age. It is coming up on 5:21 here. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard. Across from the Olive Garden. I've had them in my soles of my shoes for the past over 2 years now. 2 years, probably a few months. And I would not go anywhere without them. There is no way I'd be wearing them or taking the time to switch them from shoes to shoes at this date in the game if I did not believe in them, if they did not work. It's as simple as that. There's no waiting. Their arch supports are immediately available. And you can experience the difference today with a free test walk in one of their showrooms. And like, again, one here, right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard. What I like about them, they're proudly made in the USA, and that's one of the things they touted when I was trying them on and we were seeing what worked best for me. So visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com, because just like me, you're not going anywhere without Good Feet.